You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
A protest against an anti-co-governance speech in Orewa has gained national attention over the weekend. Julian Batchelor has been on tour across the country, sparking frequent protests over his anti-co-governance rhetoric and spread of what critics say is harmful misinformation. I spoke to Sama Huduwaisega, an activist with the Aotearoa Liberation League, about the lead-up to and her impression of the protest.
So currently there is a tour happening around the entire country where this person is giving a presentation full of inaccuracies, conspiracy theories, and racist stereotypes about Māori, trying to generate fear over co-governance, and as well just to make money on the side for him because he keeps asking for donations and book sales.
Yeah, and you've been involved in a counter-protest against them. How did the counter-protest come about?
So actually we ourselves, myself and Pere Huduwaisega, my husband, haven't actually attended any of these protests because we've been in Te Wai Ponamu. But while we were there, we received a message from our Māori ward councillor, Pere Paniora, to tell us that this tour is happening and asking us to give it energy. And so since then, we've just been helping to create event pages and just spread awareness that this tour is coming to people's town. And honestly, that's all we needed to do. The people in those areas, the mana whenua, the local marae, have all been involved and leading these protests out themselves.
So the protest in Orewa on Saturday has gotten quite a bit of attention. How do you feel it went? What was the atmosphere like on the day?
Well, from what we've seen from videos, the protest was really well organised by the mana whenua and the local marae. They showed up with signs, songs and aroha for the people in the room, and they made it clear that there is no room for racism in their town. And I think the protest was a beautiful show of solidarity between mana whenua and tauiwi, who came together in unity. And you saw by what happened with the national anthem, I think it really highlighted where we're at with this current co-governance conversation, showing that they're not actually coming from a good faith criticism of co-governance, of which many of us have. They actually are just trying to remove any Māori governance from the conversation. They want Crown to have full governance over Aotearoa, and they don't want to make any space for Māori to help lead their own people and this country, which is something that's promised under Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Yeah, it's been an amazing kaupapa to see and to follow online. I think Twitter is where I first saw the footage. But I've also seen criticism that the police, well, I've seen criticism of the way that the police handled the situation. Do you think the police responded fairly?
Oh, absolutely not. I think the police's reaction was disproportional. The way that they made a line in front of peaceful protesters, facing the protesters, it felt really uncomfortable to see that. And it just goes to highlight that the structural racism within our institutions, you know, it's not a surprise to us as activists, because every time we protest, police show up and they are against the protesters. They're there to protect the interests of the property owning class. And so that's what they were doing. And that's run-of-the-mill police work, in my view.
So the people there who were there to hear from Julian Batchelor, there was footage of them yelling, there was footage of them facing up against the counter-protesters. Do you think that has anything to do with Julian Batchelor spreading what some critics have called misinformation?
Absolutely, but I think that we can't just pin this all on Julian. Julian is but a small, silly, you know, he's obviously a grifter. He's and he's an easy one to dismiss as well, because, you know, if you look at his website, it's full of lies and misinformation. In my view, the biggest damage has been happening from more mainstream outlets. I'm talking ACT Party, I'm talking National Party, I'm talking News Talk ZB, The Platform, all of these millionaire-funded platforms that are often on our mainstream media pushing very strongly and relentlessly against co-governance, fear-mongering around Maori governance over this country. And I think that that has, more than anything, inflamed this movement of anti-co-governance and sowed seeds of racism in our country. So yes, Julian, he's an easy one to highlight and point at, but at the end of the day, he's only a small part of a really wide, well-funded movement.
Well, thank you so much for your kōrero on this. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I just want to say that, thank you and to everyone bringing attention to this. And I think it's important that we contextualize what Julian is doing in light of the bigger anti-Māori sentiment that we've been seeing from political parties and media outlets, that we've been seeing, all over the anti-Three Waters campaign. It's the same messaging. It's using the same negative stereotypes. Julian is just helping us to highlight this bigger movement.
Kia ora. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Caden. Really appreciate it.
I also spoke to Jake Law, a Hibiscus and Bays local board member who was present at the rally in Orewa on Saturday. I asked Jake about the feeling in the room on the day.
You attended the co-governance or anti-co-governance roadshow in Orewa over the weekend. Can you share a bit about what the atmosphere in that hall was like and maybe a bit about your experience there?
So I've never seen anything like that in Orewa. It was quite shocking. Both sides, it was very tense. I think there were pretty much equal attendees and equal protesters. We were told that only a few police would be there, but quite a few turned up straight away, basically. So they obviously changed their assessment of the risk at that venue last minute. And from my understanding, the protesters were Marae, Ngāti Manuhiri, and other locals who were Pākehā but didn't support this, this tour. And then there were attendees there who were local community members who were wanting to come and listen to the views of Julian Batchelor.
Did you say there was a lot of fear in the room then?
I definitely think Julian's comments
are divisive.
I don't want to say what, people were feeling, because I don't know that. There was definitely divisiveness. People were yelling at each other. There was a protester who walked up to the stage at the beginning, and there were people in the crowd yelling at them to F off, sit down, shut up. So that out of the gate was the atmosphere. And then there were other things where protesters were filming the audience, and the audience were yelling at the, so it was very tense. It was very confrontational. Was there fear? I don't think so. I do think people are afraid of what co-governance might be, and that's part of why, part of what's boosting this tour, because people don't have a misunderstanding or there's not a lot of understanding about co-governance yet. I think the government needs to actually promote what co-governance really is, so people can have a more robust conversation about it.
Yeah. I guess what made you want to attend the meeting?
As a local board member, our public venue being used for something contentious, I wanted to attend and make sure that, the police were doing the right thing. It was safe. I was an observer. I did want to listen to the views of both sides, but I pretty quickly realized that Julian Batchelor does not have a fact-based view on co-governance, so you can discount most of his arguments quite quickly. I was actually more interested in hearing a fact-based criticism of co-governance. He didn't deliver that, and so his discriminatory claims towards Māori was what riled the protesters up so much, because there's a fine line between free speech and hate speech. I'm a supporter of free speech, but we have to ask ourselves where we draw the line on hate speech or misinformation.
Yeah, so you say Julian Batchelor doesn't have a fact-based view, in your opinion. Do you think Julian Batchelor's roadshow is contributing to the spread of misinformation?
Oh, totally. He just reminds me of the the misinformation that was being put out about COVID vaccinations, about the government. He's a conspiracy theorist, and he has a really warped view of the treaty, has a warped view of Māori. He knows nothing about co-governance, actually. And it was interesting that he was asked in another interview to explain what co-governance is, and he couldn't explain it. So I think that about sums it up.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess my final question would just be, tensions were running very high at the meeting, as you have said, but the police have been criticised on social media for their handling of the situation. How did you feel about the police presence at the event?
It was really hard. So I know our marae and the community there quite well. Some of the police officers are members of the marae, and you could see that they were very uncomfortable to be there in that space. And I think it was something that just being in that space was actually something that was challenging for everyone. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
So not an easy one, eh? But the police did their job. I think they did a good job. At the end of the day, that group made that booking. They had a right to make their presentation according to the law. And so the police were there to make sure that they could make their presentation without interruption. Mostly that's what happened. I do think the Q&A at the end was cut off a bit because of the noise in the room, but overall, Julian made his presentation. The police were there to make sure his booking went ahead undisturbed. All of that happened. They couldn't remove protesters really because it's a public venue, it's a public meeting, but then the conflicting thing is that, you know, Julian, a lot of the protesters actually registered for his event, but he was yelling at the police to tell them, to tell the police to get them out. So that was really quite chaotic, but an interesting, very grey area as well.
Yeah, thank you for your comments on the situation. Is there anything else that you'd like to make a statement on?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think that we need to have a robust, fact-based conversation about co-governance. I welcome criticism of co-governance, but it needs to be coming from a place of truth and fairness. And it'll be interesting to see whether Julian amends his presentations going forward at his other Stops on the Road show to be a little bit more factual, because I think that'll add weight to his argument. And also I think Julian needs to consider how he might include protesters in asking questions and giving responses to have a more balanced, I guess, view.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me on.
That was Summer Huruai-Sega and Jake Law on Saturday's anti-co-governance rally in Orewa. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.